The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This day, Wednesday, the fourth day of May 2016, Donald Trump has dominated with a 20-plus point lead in the victory in the Indiana primary over Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has dropped out. The word is John Kasich is being pressured to drop out because all the confidence game, the smiling, the going, there was never voting in primaries by George Will and the rest of the neocon bunch is not selling and is blowing up in their face big time. Now, they may still try to cook something up, obviously, in Cleveland in July, and consummate Trump insider and the head of the Stop the Steal move will be joining us coming up later in the broadcast today to give us the latest developments on the Trump campaign and how he expects the empire of the globalists to strike back. Roger Stone joins us for 30 minutes in the next hour. Wayne Madsen, who's the center of a lot of big reports, because his article first connected, reportedly, Ted Cruz's father to the investigation of Jim Garrison into the JFK assassination. Well, that is all over the news today because Donald Trump's been talking about it the last few days in response to Ted Cruz's father attacking Trump for the last year incessantly and basically saying he's satanic. So if you're going to say Trump is satanic, he can say you're connected to the JFK assassination if there's some evidence pointing that direction. I'm not saying that's the case. But no one ever points out that his father is running around foaming at the mouth like an attack dog. It's like, oh, Trump's being mean to his papa for no reason, being mean to his old retired daddy who came here with not a dollar in his pocket and underwear, to quote Ted. No, your father's been running around like a pit bull locked on to Donald Trump's leg. And so now Trump is trying to gouge his political eyeballs out. I'm just so sick of, sometimes I go out and I cover leftists and they'll come over and hit you or slap you. And if you even push them back, they start screaming and going, he just hit me. Well, absolutely. And if you punch me, I'm going to knock you upside the head. When I defend myself, that's not a bad thing. They'll also come and try to shut down your free speech. And when you try to speak out, they say, hey, he's censoring me. I'm here to disrupt your speech. Now, when I talk about left-right paradigm, the establishment controls the establishment left, the establishment right. And so they create a false left-right paradigm of choice in the establishment. But with this populist movement happening, and Donald Trump is the head of it, the figurehead of it, the veneer is peeling away, and we have a real chance of taking back either one of these parties or both. And so a lot of the establishment media people are saying this heralds the end of the Republican Party, what's happened with Donald Trump. Yeah, bringing 2.5 million new voters, even more than Reagan did in, having huge numbers with the blacks and others, Hispanics. Oh, yes, it's the big tent approach that they're so afraid of with Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton is on the verge of being indicted or the Republican Party leaking information, or that is the FBI, to the Republican Party that can bring her down. But they don't even want that to happen at the top of the Republican Party because they're all part of the same club. And as George Carlin famously said, we ain't in it. So that's all coming up. But you know why he went from 10 points ahead in the last week in Indiana and other areas to 20-plus points ahead, and it was the image of illegal aliens with Mexican flags running around screaming racist epithets and claiming that Donald Trump had done all these horrible things to him. That image for the American people really resonated with what Donald Trump's been warning about. We're going to talk about this on the other side. We're also going to break down the next attacks that I think that are going to be leveled and that are going to be coming. But separately, I meant to show it a few weeks ago, and it's somewhere around here. My daughter made a Donald Trump card, my 8-year-old. I want to show that on air if we can find it, because a lot of little people are counting on Trump.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've got it, Doug.
The street space is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth. You've got it, Doug.
Well, Donald Trump and his populist nationalist supporters defied the entire combined mainstream media, the Republican establishment, the Democratic establishment, as well as foreign governments, religious leaders, and others, piling on to demonize Donald Trump with a lot of unfair smears and attacks and misrepresentations. Roger Stone joins us in the next hour to break down what he expects to be the next flotilla of attacks on Donald Trump and more. Wayne Madsen with the JFK connection to the father of Ted Cruz is popping on, and investigative journalist John Rappaport on the latest on TPP and other international treaties that are openly destroying not just our sovereignty, but hundreds of other nations' sovereignty, being swallowed up by these secretive multinational combines. So we're going to be walking through the latest developments, campaign 2016, the latest developments in the economy, the latest developments in media demonization of true new media, a lot of science and tech news as well. We have Donald Trump saying the Muslim migration is destroying Europe. I'm not going to let that happen here. We have Ted Cruz dropping out. We have Trump is, quote, pivoting into Alex Jones' presidency with his conspiracy theories, Fox News. We have so much more to break down today. But before we go any further, I want to be very, very clear about something. The main reason I have supported Donald Trump is because the globalists have been so panicked by him for real. And I've studied it very, very closely. This was not some shill operation where they came out and acted like they hated me or hated Donald Trump or hated someone else so that they could then try to position a political idea. You see, what I'm getting at is this. The establishment, the social engineers, know that they're hated. They know that the mainstream media has a 6% believability and trust rating. They know Congress has an 8 to 9% trust and approval rating. They're fully aware of all of that. And so it would be a sophisticated move for them to sometimes act like they are against a position or a topic or an individual when they're really for it, if they want to get that policy into place. Now, studying these people and watching how they operate, it is their arrogance that undermines them. They're not sophisticated enough to do that. The private run-for-profit Federal Reserve in the 3 years leading up to 1913, when they got the income tax passed, when they had the U.S. senators removed from the states and taken to the federal level, when they basically engaged in their first level coup d'etat over the Republic, they've been expanding that beachhead ever since then, they were sophisticated enough to pay for op-ed pieces all over the country, paid for by the big banking associations, critical of the Federal Reserve. And that's because they were going up against a very savvy, informed, educated public whose national sport was politics and being informed and not letting the establishment screw you. It had been that way before the Revolutionary War, 240 years ago, before that even started. So I have seen historical examples of where different robber baron groups will act like they are against someone, knowing that they're so loathed that they might be able to trick the populace into supporting their agenda. But nowadays, the elites are so decadent, so arrogant, on such power trips, and even their minions in the media are, and so delusional. They don't care if they have a 6% trustability rate. They don't care if their ratings continue to implode into almost invisible numbers. They don't care because they believe in the teleprompters. They believe in the big lights. They believe in the New York houses and the New York condos and the New York penthouses. And they still just want that vestigial ceremonial power trip for themselves. You watch the pathetic mummies and Skeksis-like crones at the National Press Club event, National Press Dinner, that Obama presided over. It was like a funeral or a wake or something. So they know they're discredited. They know they're a joke, but they're still holding on to the facade because it's all they've got. And people are probably tuning in saying, okay, we want to know about the election results. We want to know about what's coming next. We want to celebrate the victory of Trump. We want to talk about how much the illegals hate him and where all that's going. I'm going to cover all that because I want to cover it too, but my broadcast is simply where I'm at mentally and what I'm thinking and what you're thinking and what our guests are thinking. And so I am sitting here looking at this, going to the next phase, as Obama prepares to leave office, as Hillary tries to get into office, and as Donald Trump appears to be clinching the nomination, because the establishment tried to sell the idea that the vote didn't count, but that backfired. They tried to also sell the idea he was racist and evil and horrible and that no one would ever support him. But because they're so discredited, that blew up in their face. So I'm thinking, are they going to pull a stunt at Cleveland in July and still try to steal the election or the nomination? Or are they going to move on to Plan B and try to assassinate Trump? That's another question. Or will they try to now meet with him and co-opt him and get him to sell out to him? There are a lot of different pieces on the table here, and I'm going to open the phones up later in the hour and into the second hour and third hour and fourth hour today to get your view and your perspective on this, because I'm normally very, very decisive once I see the angle and once I know the enemy's moving in a certain direction. I can look at what they're doing, and I can tell you they've got a lot of different battle plans, a lot of different programs, but everything they've done has turned into garbage, not gold. They have the opposite of the Midas touch. And so they're undecided, in my view, in my studied research, in my studied gauging of them. They're in disarray right now. They don't know what they're going to do. So I can't tell you what I think they're going to do at this point because they don't know. But I do know what their different options are historically and from their pathology, from their criminology, from their psychology, from their sociopathy. So we're going to be discussing this and wargaming it today throughout the broadcast to really try to get a gauge on what the next shoe to drop is. And, of course, Roger Stone, big Trump insider, veteran of nine Republican campaigns, head of StopTheSteal.org, who the White House is now officially demonizing and saying that I'm the head evil ringleader. 9/11 conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is chief promoter for Roger Stone's pro-Trump Stop the Steal rally. That's Media Matters, openly run by the White House. What's funny, I saw a bunch of articles this weekend and throughout the week saying Donald Trump's discredited. He's a conspiracy theorist talking about the JFK assassination and Saudi Arabia and 9/11. It's admitted that Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11, and our government knew in order to stand down, in order the FBI to stop tracking the individuals. That's open and shut. So Donald Trump has credibility. I have credibility for saying that, but they try to spin it and say there is no credibility. So here's what we're looking at, in my view. I want to get your take on it. Your two cents, I'm sure, will be very valuable to the overall brainstorm that we're having here publicly. That's all this is an emergency council of the people and an attempt to raise the alarm about known globalist operations and to put our heads together. So I'll just say it. I know they've been panicked by Trump. I know they've thrown everything they can at him and it's failed. So what will they do next? That's A. B, will they still try to steal it? Will they assassinate him? You know, that's the subsections of that. Or will they try to co-opt him? I don't think Donald Trump is a bad person. And I think overall he's a nationalist, and his history shows that. And he does want to be the guy that's the turnaround guy that saves America and becomes the next George Washington. If he understands destiny and doing the right thing, he should go for that. But the globalists have a way of wearing you down, coming after you, intimidating you, and getting you to slowly sell out by increments. And I think you're going to see that be the main system overall that is going to be used. And they're going to send Republican insiders now to Trump to see if he can be basically brought to heel, domesticated to a certain extent, and to see if they can co-opt him. And he knows the art of the deal. So Trump, at a certain respect, this is the greatest danger point. He doesn't sell out. He doesn't take their money. He does it his way. He wins. They know he'll destroy Hillary. The real numbers show that. She's in political trouble, criminal trouble. He then starts accelerating towards the election and then gets them to capitulate to a lot of the things he wants, but also he starts making deals with them. And that's where the people come in, keeping Trump honest, keeping his nose to the grindstone, and that's why this is such an important fight. Now, again, the biggest sign that Trump's the real deal is that the system had a heart attack and a conniption fit and a stroke over it. But a lot of that is because he didn't ever confer with them. He didn't work with the lobbyists. He didn't work with the K Street Boys. He didn't work with the media. He didn't buy advertising. He didn't buy the political consultants. He didn't spend the $1 billion that somebody like Hillary Clinton has already spent in this campaign. So they're mad about that. that he just kind of bowled his way to the head of the line and took over their system. That's why they're really mad at him, folks. Now, if they think he's really going to fight the New World Order, they're going to put a bullet in him. So I'm just telling you, that's the epic moment we're at. I had this reporting just to throw stuff into a disarray and create chaos in the enemy's operation and reveal the enemies and have them throw out all the stops to try to steal the election to stop Trump. Now that he's moving into the prime position, the real next level chess game starts.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, Attitude, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
From Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
That makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul,
and I'm super bad. gotta move tells me what to do.
I gotta move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself with you.
You gotta be there and know what he's talking about, don't you? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the serious news here. Let me try to condense that 12 minutes of analysis down, because I know you get this, but we need to get this out to the public right now. We can't turn Donald Trump into a messiah figure, into a man on a white horse. Donald Trump has done things his own way. He has himself gone out, like the globalists do, and worked the system to his benefit. He's exposing fundamental pillars of the New World Order, as David Knight points out. The open borders, the globalism, the one-sided trade deals, national sovereignty being transferred to unelected groups. He is doing things that the mere discussion of it forms the shape of the populist movement to be anti-New World Order. I'm getting chills. The fruits of Donald Trump right now are the most delicious, wholesome, good things for the people of the world. To the globalists, they are big, giant, long, black coffin nails, about 8 inches long, and scare the daylights out of them. I mean, Donald Trump is a big, fire-breathing dragon to them, okay? That said, I've been backing him. But let me tell you, they don't know if he's going to sell out to them. They don't know. All they know is he came and got at the head of the line in front of them and took over something they'd hijacked and they run. And arrogant people who for decades have been sitting up there like George Will, the establishment lackey fake conservatives that are there as Judas goats to sell out real conservatives, showed their hand and came out and said, we don't go with the plurality of the people's vote. We, the sovereign party, decide. He actually said that. I've got it in the stack. I'll read it again. It's so profound. It's even crazier than Karl Rove going, we control reality, and no matter what we say, a new reality comes out of it, as if I'm God, and I say, let there be light. I mean, these people are out of their minds. Listen, George Will, just because for 30-something years you've been wearing fancy suits and sitting there on national TV, everyone tells you what an intellectual you are, you're not an intellectual. You're a fake. I could sit there and act just like you and act like a stuffed suit and act all conservative and freaked out by things and act like Judge Schmales from Caddyshack, but I'm not going to do it. And see, they don't like Donald Trump either because he doesn't do that as well. He's more like the Rodney Dangerfield character that goes, what, be a member of Bushwood? I'm going to buy it, tear it down, and put condos on it. And he goes, you own Bushwood? Oh. You know, it's literally Judge Schmales versus Rodney Dangerfield. There's the real billionaire guy that's actually doing stuff and is having a great time buying everybody dinner. And then you got the so-called wannabe elitist, Judge Schmales. Lacey has a certain zest for life. And let's just say we're not going to discuss what happened with her. I won't judge. Oh, thank you. Oh, you know, uptight, scared of what people know about them, leading fake lives. That's who these people are. Little scared minions. The Weinstein brothers and Al Gore and Hillary Clinton and all these people want to run our lives because they can't even run their own. They're little cowards. Criminals nonetheless, like George Soros, but still, jokes. That's why they crave power. And what Donald Trump has done has devastated them. Us backing him has devastated them. We've overridden the whore media. We've blown out their defenses. We've discredited them. They threw everything they had at us, including all the fake voodoo Christians who discredit real Christians, running around howling, saying Satan has risen, with Glenn Beck running around acting like a complete lunatic. And all of it blew up in their face at the end, including armies of troll-like illegals hopping around waving Mexican flags. All of it, we engage the globalists, we force them to show their arrogant hand, it blew up in their face. That's why I say resistance is victory when you have right on your side. But if you don't resist, then it just rolls over. Everybody feels like they're alone, and the next wave goes into place. But when I come back, I'm going to go over the news, the election, play the clips, talk about it all, but get into the next phase of this situation. Where they're going next and how we keep Donald Trump honest. And what I know is really going on with Donald Trump and what we can expect the enemy to do. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers to give us your take is 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones Letter. And the GCN Radio
G3 Newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome.
We're taking your calls, first-time callers in this hour. What's your view on the giant Trump victory devastating the establishment in Indiana? Also, Bernie Sanders won handily. Democrats are in total disarray. They've been robbing his delegates after he wins state after state to create the perception that Hillary could be the only one to win. But then Sanders started going after his own delegates to get them back, and the mainstream media, the New York Times, had the headline that Bernie Sanders was trying to steal delegates. It's like if somebody runs up and steals your wife's purse, and you run and tackle them, and the cops arrest you saying you stole the purse from the mugger, even though your wife's billfold's in it. It just doesn't fly. And again, this is a total failure of the fraud system. That's number one. Trying to sell that there was never any voting for primaries, they never counted. Superdelegates they invented in the 70s magically could just end all that if they wanted to. That's like saying that referees can just make up new rules in a football game anytime they want. Or that maybe referees win the trophy. Maybe we pay the players money to the referees. Maybe referees in boxing matches, maybe they start doing the fighting. This is so backwards. This is so over the top, but they sat there with a straight face the last 4 months going, it's completely normal. It's the rules. And I'm like, no, you have public elections. No, you use public money. No, you hold out that it's one person, one vote, one woman, one vote, one man, one vote. And now you see, ladies and gentlemen, that none of it worked. And Ted Cruz has been destroyed. Even mainstream media now says, I've got articles right here, okay, saying that the popular vote didn't count blew up in the Republicans' faces, and now it's blowing up in Hillary's face. And by the way, Hillary, the FBI is saying at any time, in fact, they're leaning towards leaking the info because the Justice Department won't indict themselves on Hillary Gate or IRS Gate or any of it. But she's known under three different criminal investigations. They're finding El Chapo with the weapons from Fast and Furious, 50 cals. Our government gave them. Of course, El Chapo's CIA. That's come out in federal court. That's why it's wrong to put him in jail unless you put his bosses in Laneley, Virginia, in prison as well. Even the movie Sicario came out with a lot of good actors in it. Josh Brolin does a good job. It's very accurate. And at the end they go, look, the CIA is cutting back the other cartels. We run three big ones, and that's how we like it. We run the drugs. And the guy's like, and the lady from the FBI is like, you mean the government runs the drugs? He goes, huh, we sure do. Mm-hmm. There's a cartel that's not working with us. We're going to kill their family. That is actually how it works, ladies and gentlemen. It's been declassified. It came out in the 80s and the 70s and came out in the 60s before that with Vietnam. But people don't watch congressional hearings on C-SPAN. The big banks launder the money. The low-level guys that Hollywood turns into movie stars have to do all the killing. El Chapo has to battle all the other gangs and me in hundreds of machine gun fights. And if you want to say it, even though he's a brutal murderer, he's the man. He actually does the dirty work, just like Tony Montana says in Scarface, which was written by one of the greatest screenwriters out there. That's really what he is. He's not a director, but a screenwriter. Is Oliver Stone. He wrote that for De Palma. And he says, it's the big banks. They run all the drugs. They've done it for thousands of years. They make it illegal so that we go out and do all the work and so they don't have to follow any of the rules. And then we go to jail so everybody can point their finger at us and say, there's the bad man. And that's exactly how it works. Exactly. It's a joke. So you'll put El Chapo in jail and call him a monster on CNN and Fox News, and I'm just rolling my eyes. Rolling my eyes. It's all complete fairy tale, fantasy land garbage. But then you get the mafia culture that's in all different racial groups, all merging together with Hollywood and MTV selling it, where the young kids get involved in all this, and they're not for decriminalization. They're not for stopping the drug war. No, they like the drug war. They like the illegal money. They like all the glitz and the so-called glamour. And all it does is conduit you straight into a prison. And so there are all these new groups. The stories are up on InfoWars.com saying that they're going to riot. They're going to burn stuff down if Trump gets the nomination. What are you going to do, burn down your own neighborhood and then maybe shoot some firefighters and, you know, get put in prison and then wonder why no one puts businesses in your neighborhood? Oh, that'll really show everyone. And then that'll create massive racial and cultural division in America, which the globalists, the same ones that run the media, the same ones that put Beyonce on during the Super Bowl, you know, saying attack the police and saying hate your boyfriend or your husband and beat cars with baseball bats. They're teaching all this fake rebellion. So you'll go out and rebel against the cops or against your husband or against the gringo or against the whatever the case is, thinking you're doing something when all you're doing is dividing and conquering the country, just how the British Empire and the Roman Empire and every other empire always controlled its vassals. You know what a vassal is? It's a slave. Totally ridiculous to see what the public schools and the universities and MTV and the NFL and every other mainstream cultural avenue pushes, race-based, hate-filled black and Hispanic and Asian groups to run around vitriolically saying white people are the progenitors of all forms of evil on the globe, so that classically liberal white people will circle the wagons, self-segregate, and be the management class in the collapsing West over all the other groups. So they're actually bringing back classical racism, but through the left, and the people caught up in it have no idea how sophisticated the operation is. But it's amazing, as the Gateway Pundit reports, anti-Trump groups, big Republican donors like the Koch brothers, spent $75.7 million on 64,000 negative ads, mainly in just the last month. It's got to be $200 million in the last 6 months to bring down Trump, and it wasn't enough. In fact, suddenly, they were starting to drive down his numbers a little bit, but it flipped, and they started going way back up. And why is that? Because the establishment left all over the country came out following the mainstream media directive and beat up the evil crackers, beat up the evil gringos, the trendy white justice warrior, white knights, spit on and attacked the other evil Trump supporters, beat up the Hispanic Trump supporters, beat up the black Trump supporters, spit on everyone, and the mainstream media didn't really cover it. Starting in Chicago and other areas, they lied and said it was all Trump's fault, and Ted Cruz said it was all Trump's fault. But the Internet and InfoWars.com, more than anybody, our reporters, Rob Dew, Josh Owens, and others on the ground, showing everybody how it's done, went to town after town after town. Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew just always going out to town after town after town and city and showing the vile anti-free speech, foaming at the mouth, frothing hordes. And it educated everyone very, very quickly. I mean, conservatively, just our videos every week showing people knocking out windows, attacking cars, beating people up, screaming Viva La Raza, for those inside the race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. I mean, that is a literal Nazi slogan if whites were using it. That is literal Adolf Hitler talk. But being spewed by university brainwashed Hispanics. And it blew up in their face. 10 million views every week, separate from all our other views and listeners. 10 million. And by the way, that's just on our channels, on Facebook and our YouTube channels, not even counting what we show to millions on radio and TV, and not counting everybody else's sites. I don't have time to go look. I went and looked at one video Rob Dew shot in California that had 3.4 million views on one of our channels, 500,000 on the other channel, and then I found another channel with 2 million views, another channel with 4 million views. I mean, that's like 10 million views one video. So when I say 10 million, that is a giant understatement because I don't have time to go track it all because I'm too busy moving on to the next globalist target. That is devastation. And, of course, Trump is a dinosaur, but at least he is a patriot and a nationalist. It appears. He still goes on Little Fox and Friends. And he still goes on the O'Reilly with his 3 million viewers. And he still does all that judiciously. We're not here clamoring like baby birds. Please come on, Trump. Please come on, Trump. We just want the insides of the campaign. We don't care if a, you know, senator or somebody comes on. People tune out for that. Folks like Trump coming on, but not as much as just having some listener call in with a great point. Because it's about the people. But see, InfoWars and you, the listeners, are leading the charge every day, every week, every month. You see us punching through the Berlin Wall of disinformation, changing the narrative, our terms being used all over the world. And you know who listens more than anybody? The militaries. Not just ours, the militaries. And you know who else listens number two? The police. And you know who's responded all over the country? The police. You know who got it? The police. Are there some bad cops? Globalist control? Absolutely. But why would we be idiots and make them our enemies? Why would we make Hispanics our enemies? Just because the Ford Foundation spent $20-something million itself on this project in the last 50 years. It's over $20 billion just on this. Just on this. Just on Mecha La Raza. Henry Ford, of course, a Hitler lover. But actually, he did some good things, too, when it, you know, for business and things, but I don't support his political views. What I'm getting at here is that this is out-of-control, sophisticated New World Order garbage, but once you see it and once you know what it's doing, it's game over. So our big danger is them assassinating Trump, trying to steal it again at the convention. We've got this intimidation going by a bunch of gang members and brainwashed university students and people saying we're going to burn stuff down if you nominate Trump. The American people, the sleeping giant of every race, color, and creed, doesn't wake up and take action until they get threatened like that. You have just guaranteed that if Trump focuses on these thugs and focuses on the intimidation and focuses on the social justice warriors and talks about their intimidation of free speech, it is game over. I told the Trump campaign, you need to put your own people in disguise inside these leftist operations to show what they're really saying, and you will bring them down. But I'm not going to wait for Trump to do it. We're going to go undercover now. That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. See, we're not going to sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. We're going to lead, and we are leading. And that's what you get with InfoWars. It's absolute 21st century warfare against the New World Order with truth. That sword cuts through their lies like nothing. They've got these big water hoses that spray stinking horse manure at the public. That's not our weapon, to just splatter everything with stench so everybody just gets confused in the smoke. We just cut right through with a flaming hot sword that just goes right through the hardest lies, slicing right through them. We are devastating the enemy because we have the spirit of liberty, the spirit of the will to take action. And when you get that will, folks, and you get that focus, it's game over. When you get the confidence and the historical understanding and know how the enemy operates, nothing on earth can stop you, folks, unless they start a giant depression or start World War III. And even if they pull that, folks are aware of what's going on and understand the establishment is behind it all, pulling the tricks, the false flags, you name it. I want to go to Alex, Robert, Mike, Phoenix, Robert, and others. But it is just such an exciting time to be alive right now. And it is such a badge of courage, such a certification, when they have Fox News, CNN, MSNBC almost every day lying about my broadcast and demonizing yours truly. These are people with shrinking ratings, shrinking audiences, sitting around their fancy studios, literally believing they've arrived because they're part of the establishment. I would never want to be part of the establishment. Do you know how I would destroy myself if I took the Fox TV shows? You've heard Man Cow on the show, let the cat out of the bag. Yeah, you know that Fox show you were going to do with me, but I didn't show up. I didn't sign the contract. Nothing against Man Cow. Ask him. And other contracts they offered me. He came and he goes, I met with the head people. You've been offered 4 TV shows and contracts and money, didn't take them? And I said, yeah. And then Fox News had the nerve to go to the New York Daily News a few years ago and go, Alex Jones wanted a job with us, but we refused him. He wants showbiz, but showbiz doesn't want him. I was told that before when I was like 20 years old. No. I don't want showbiz, jackass. I want freedom and space exploration and the next renaissance. And I don't care if nobody even knows my name in the future because my genetics are going to be carried on forever. That's living forever. That's victory. And I want your genetics to go on forever. All of us together, of every race, color, and creed, as one humanity. I believe in humanity. I'm a fan of humanity. I want to win. I want prosperity. And I want to smash the skulls of bullies and murderers and child molesters wide open. I want to see their teeth all over the ground. I got an instinct to win, an instinct to thrive, an instinct to understand things. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere. And we're going to get our metaphysical hands around your stinking necks. Make no mistake, parasites. There's an attack on the species by a guild of psychopaths, and they must be defeated.
I'm going to settle down. Excuse me. We'll come back to the next 7 sticker calls. Excuse me.
The epicness of the energy in the world right now, humanity struggling to go into the future. The fact that they're putting consciousness-suppressing chemicals in the food and water. The fact that they're coming out with vaccines that have viruses that eat part of your brain to make you more docile. That was in the news 15 years ago. Look it up. Brain-eating vaccines is what I called them as a pop term to get folks to go look at these behavior vaccines or calming vaccines or anti-drug vaccines. They're coming after our will. It's the only card they've got left. And they're going to be caught doing this outside of their authorized trials with people. And the folks that, I'm the one, I'm not even bragging, this is what you can do. I was told in 1996 by a head nurse in San Antonio, there was a secret army and UN database of everybody's blood at birth being put in, and they were claiming they owned everyone's blood and DNA type preparing it to claim they own your DNA in the future. Years later, it started coming out in the news. After I talked about it, families started asking. Families sued in Austin and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and found out it was all true, and the whole program came out. Just like that, a nurse tells me, shows me the documents. I talk about it. It takes 5 years for it to finally crest and break, and now that whole program has been exposed worldwide. I'm going to skip this break. It's too important. That is how epic all of this is. You can do that on any subject you want. I've been trying to push the chimeras out and make sure that breaks. Wait till there's a national discussion and all the folks that are obsessed on animal testing. You won't hear a word from PETA because they're anti-human and controlled by the globalists. Oh, boy, I know the inside on that. Anyways, the point is that imagine if people are mad that they test shampoo on bunnies. Where's the concern about human testing? That's going on. Or the chimera testing. Yes, they're growing humanoids inside pigs, sheep, and cows that are part human. So are the pigs and cows, so they don't reject them. I'm showing MIT on screen human-animal chimeras gestating on research farms across the U.S. And it's not a radical new approach. It's been going on for 50 stinking years. They're just getting ready to roll it out, but they're rolling it out their way, how cute and fun it is. See? And they can have folks at Fox News make fun of me and sit back in a confidence game like they're at the frat back in college when the new guy walks in and they all act confident and go, Alex Jones claims there's chimeras. They've done it. You're sitting there with almost no audience. And those that do watch you don't trust you. You're a joke. What, you got a bunch of, I love old people, but you got a bunch of, I mean, look at the ads, catheter ads and all the rest of it. You got a bunch of 85 people. 85-year-olds on average who aren't even there because they think the girls are pretty. You're all typecast to make 85-year-olds think you're cool. I mean, you're really cool. You're really trailblazing the future. You know, InfoWars just in one area every week for the last year dominates global memes that hundreds of millions of people look at. We're the meme factory, not even trying. The people that create all the memes decide to come to InfoWars to choose them and to launch them as a form of hat tipping. See, we are the future. See, the X-Files is based on us now, and the movies, and the culture. You are with the people who are preparing to be put in coffins. You're dead, Fox News. You're dead, Glenn Beck. You chose the Lord of this world, he who loves death. That's what you do. And I'm not, again, I love old people. They're wonderful people. I say take care of them. Don't kill them. You know, a lot of them are great patriots. They have great knowledge of their awake. But the ones watching CNN and Fox News and MSNBC literally don't know, in some cases, what planet they're on. A lot of them are really informed people. I watch Fox News. My son watches it. There's some good stuff on there. But the establishment people they've got on there making fun of us about the 28 pages and making fun of us about other issues, they're a joke. And they don't control the narrative anymore. Now, briefly here, then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Specials that we have running right now. We have a mega food sale that I have gotten authorization. You notice I didn't say yesterday, hey, this is the last day, because I got authorization to run it through at least next Monday, but then that is it. He said, look, Monday or Tuesday, it's got to stop because they are going to run down on stores. They like to ship food within 1 week. They can still do that until next week, and then there's going to start being a little bit of a wait. Maybe of a week or two, but the food is there, just packaged, totally fresh, super high quality, powered by My Patriot. We have the full My Patriot supply, Spectrum, and InfoWarsStore.com. It's drop shipped by those great folks out in Utah. When you order at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com, but InfoWarsSelect is their entire spectrum of food, private labeled with our label to contractually get around the already lowest prices in the industry they have. When you get 10% off, we normally offer that. It's already some of the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% to 40% off. And folks are really taking advantage of this because they've done their shopping. They know it's high-quality food. They know it lasts 25 years. It's packaged. It's insurance you can eat. All the crazy stuff going on in the world. All the globalist programs for destabilization, trying to start wars. The open borders, all of it. You're crazy. if you don't have storable food, in my humble summation, in my humble view. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to storable foods. We also have 10% off all other preparedness and survival items from non-GMO heirloom seeds. Huge selection, very low prices already. 10% off shortwave radios, water filtration systems. And then you can also get auto ship, get 10% off, free shipping on orders of $50. There's just a bunch of different specials that compounded together are the lowest prices on many items you'll find, even against Amazon. G-Shock watches. Our nutraceuticals are all 10% off. That's DNA Force, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality sold out. Anthroplex is very similar, very good formula. It's less as well. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsShore.com. Take advantage. Okay, I'm going to settle down here. This is just such an epic time to be alive. But I'm going to show one more thing before I go to a call, and that's this. My youngest daughter made this a few weeks ago and wanted me to show it on air, and I never got around to it because I was so busy. You're a TV viewer. You can see it. I'll describe it for radio listeners. And it says, vote for Trump with a heart that is an American flag. And she made a bunch of these and was handing them out to visitors that came over for a barbecue at my house. And I'm going to tell Trump something right now. I like you. I think I've assessed you correctly. You're trying to force the globalists to capitulate to you. That's why they don't like you. You're showing how weak they are. You're a man of destiny. I have a lot of respect for you, and I know you understand building something for humanity is the ultimate strength, not being a parasite. So I believe you're a builder and an empowerer. You're not perfect. Nobody is. But if you go sideways on us, and if you betray my daughter or anybody else, I want Donald Trump to know something. I'm going to do everything I can to politically come after you, and it's not going to be a bunch of idiots burning American flags screaming Viva La Raza, okay? Fought about the Ford Foundation. I want Donald Trump to know. It's not a threat. I'm just saying, you hurt us. You betray us. You betray my daughter. That doesn't mean you don't make some compromises. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. Nobody can be. They're going to misrepresent and claim you sold out. But I'm telling you, take on the globalists. You got our full backing. But I don't really get behind candidates a lot, but I can tell the system was scared. They know you at least are for real trying to take over from them, and that scares them enough. And you better be trying to take the republic back for the people, and you say you are, and you say you're committed, and you seem to be a very humble person at the end of the day and down to earth, and I know a lot of folks that know you behind the scenes, and they say you're totally aware of the New World Order before I was even born, and that you're basically like a Patriot sleeper cell really planning to go after them. And so I believe that. But I've looked at all the angles, Trump, and I'm just saying. I'd like to say, believe me. I say that too. The people in this country are sick of being betrayed, and we want to see aggressive moves against the New World Order. And we will back you all the way, and we want to see these scumbags destroyed politically, and we want to see you, with the American people's backing, run over the traitors and to bring them to justice and to prosecute Hillary and so much more. So you've got my backing, and you've got my commitment, and you've got my support, and you know it. You've got a lot of the people's support. You've got my 8-year-old support and my son's support and my daughter's support. My son liked you, you know, before I was even on board, when I was studying. And I talked about that when you were on air. And, Trump, I know you watch the show. So I'm just telling you right now, you cannot betray this right here. And you like the entire criminal class that loves betraying people and loves selling folks out. I know you believe in the big idea of humanity versus the New World Order and prosperity and sovereignty. So we're supporting you, but do not let my 8-year-old daughter down, or I'll take it very, very personal. It's not a threat. I don't like committing to somebody and supporting them and then having the fear they're going to stab me in the back. I'm just telling you that I think you understand you've hit the zeitgeist here, and this isn't a game. It's not a joke. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us. Phoenix and FEMA 9, Robert in Alabama, and others.
Visit GCNLive.com today.